Hold it.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Get down.
Yeah.
9, 8, 7. You gotta do something.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Live from the shores of Rolf Home Mortgage Music Center, Deer Creek Music Center, in beautiful downtown Noblesville, Indiana. It's the Bing and Bong Show, and now here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Hey, Bing.
Hi, Bong.
How are you?
I'm good. I thought we'd be less excited than our announcer.
That was amazing, wasn't it? It was.
Oh, it's a science project? Okay, I'm going back to my lively, my bubbly self. That was my calm voice.
I like the glasses on the headphones.
Well, yeah, did you forget those?
Did you look out there? It's sunny in Indiana.
Sunny Indiana.
Was there a song called Sunny in Indiana?
Yeah. I think so. Well, Hoagy Carmichael wrote it. Didn't he write much of Indiana?
Yes, he is, Hoagy Carmichael.
From Bloomington, Indiana, someplace like that. Muncie, or someplace. Where is he from?
We are happy to be here because we haven't been here in a little while.
At Deer Creek, please.
They miss us.
Yeah.
They missed us.
The Rouff, Rouff Home Mortgage.
You know, I saw some applications for home mortgages back in the back.
Did you fill one out?
I did.
You can get a home mortgage here?
Yeah.
We have our own in-house mortgage.
No, wait a minute.
Friendly Jim.
Can I have an amphitheater?
Friendly Jim.
I've always wanted an amphitheater.
You really do?
I have.
No. That's going to go over great with the family.
What, Friendly Jim?
No, not Friendly Jim.
Listen, an amphitheater. I've got good creditors. I have a blemish-proof record as a lender.
Weren't you a client at one time? I was a client. We all have been clients.
Friendly Jim.
That's right.
Low-interest loans. Yeah. 5 stars.
Is this direct competition?
5 stars.
I did have some shady-looking guys show up at my door one night when I was late for the payment.
That was me.
Speaking of shady looking, wait a minute.
Come out here.
Don Joe. We've been talking to the owner of Maryville, Indiana. That's right.
Played right down the road. It's a Holiday Inn in Maryville. They had
theater,
a heated swimming pool.
Back when nobody else had it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, that leads us right in. Viewer mail.
All right.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Okay. Bing.
Yes.
What is one of your favorite memories playing Deer Creek?
Maryville, Indiana.
How about that road trip from Chicago to here during the...
The storm.
The storm.
Yeah, the storm trip.
The
but
front.
We made the show.
Yeah.
We made the show. We had a state police escort at about 95 miles an hour.
That's right.
They like to drive faster, and they're good at it, too. They got really
well, that brings up the Indianapolis 500 this weekend. Wow. Here we go. Oh. Woo.
Yeah. This is big doings here. Yeah. We're here on Thursday, and the 500's on Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
I've always wanted to do that.
Just be sober enough, getting ready for the Indy 500 by the time this show is over.
All right, here's
Bong.
Okay. Carol P. Indianapolis, Indiana. Bong. Did you and Binga ever play any theater? No, we never did.
No, just the Maryville, Indiana.
Flagging our intelligence.
I don't know.
We remember shit that's like, you know, and then all of a sudden somebody writes the question and sails it in here.
Don Joe, God bless him.
Hey,
well, you've got some great little theaters around the country.
Oh, we have.
A couple of them have been in Indiana.
Listen, I was happy to get those jobs.
Yeah, exactly, right?
No.
But it's when let's just say we were a little more festive in those days. We prepared a little harder for shows.
We teed up.
teed up, that's a good term.
Yeah, teed up. Yeah,
it was good. We teed it up a little bit, and then here's one problem. Okay, I'm going to answer this question about the theaters.
All right. Listen up out there.
These theaters. Yeah. Are y'all listening out there to this now? If you make it to the big time, you have to go through this experience, because if you don't, then you're not in the big time.
Back in the day.
Sorry.
It's very,
so,
very
these
true.
Theaters had revolving stages. Now, somebody came up with this idea that it would be such a really unique thing to let the bandstand rotate around so that everybody could see you from the front and the back. Now, there are two problems with this as you got a little teed up. Because they only ran in one direction for half of the show. They would go clockwise.
So you're going,
yeah. And you'd be good in that pace, and you'd have a little cocktail, you'd be kind of cruising around seeing everybody. And then you'd have to unwind, and that kind of threw your. It was like the toilet's flushing the opposite way in the southern hemisphere. You had to go backwards.
Yeah.
And then there was only one staircase down. And sometimes
the operator never lined up.
That's the only other stage that I ever tumbled from.
Oh.
So you didn't.
It wasn't even a hard one. It was just a little fall into the audience kind of thing. It wasn't anything like that. I just fell in the crowd, and they lifted me up and put me back. They gave you a fresh beer. That's what it was. It went back up. But it was hard to navigate those stages.
Thank God you don't have to do those things.
Unless your road to success doesn't lead you to a stage that spins one way and the other way and hurls you from it, like Charlton Heston on the Chariot and Ben-Hur, you hadn't made it.
I think Will Ferrell did a great skit like that.
Follow that.
Bing.
What?
Bing.
I've been ready for this show.
Jared K. Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Yes, Jared K.
Welcome back to the Hoosier State.
Hoosier.
Do you know how the name Hoosier was created? I don't know.
I don't know either. I was going to try and guess, but I know something about it because I know Hoosier. I know some Hoosiers.
I don't have the answer to that either.
Is it something like "Who's your daddy"?
Who's your daddy? I don't know.
Who's your daddy?
I have no idea.
We don't know. Does anybody know?
Does anybody know?
Where's Tom Batista?
Tom Batista,
get over here.
Come here.
Get over here.
Tom Batista from Indianapolis, Indiana. Come on.
And Bluebeard's Restaurant in Indianapolis.
Bluebeard.
Let's go for Bluebeard. It's single, not plural.
Okay,
Bluebeard.
Before you get your restaurant, you have to answer this question.
Okay. Right. And then you get a free plug.
Do you know how the name Hoosier was created?
Yeah, it was in the early days when the pioneers had a cabin. They didn't have windows, and they would knock on the door and they'd go, "Who's there?"
Oh, wow.
That's the truth.
It's kind of like, "Who's your daddy?"
"Who's your daddy?" Exactly.
You were right.
I was right.
Who's your daddy?
I got a free plug.
By the way, Tom,
restaurant.
Where's the bread?
Oh, the bread's in your dressing room.
No, I ate it all.
You couldn't do it.
No.
By the way, Tom, do you know the lyrics to "Cheeseburger in Paradise"?
No.
That's tough. Wow. Are you ever going to have Light Shark beer in your restaurant?
Maybe if you come in, I'll get it.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's
I have no idea.
Landshark.com?
Landshark.com.
Well, Tom, it's
Thank
so
you.
Nice having you here.
Hey, it's nice to be here. We love to have you.
Thank you, Tom.
Go back to your real job now. Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Is it Tom?
He answered the question.
He did.
Yeah.
Who's your daddy was right.
Who's your daddy? I like that one better.
That's more of a contemporary way of saying it. Who's your daddy?
Who's here?
Who's
state names for 100, please?
Okay. The Fighting Ducks. No, that's the university.
That's the university. Yeah, that's Oregon.
Stan, how are we doing on time?
Yeah.
We're stretching. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a little slow getting in tonight. But boy, this is always one of your bigger outdoor crowds.
I don't use the word huge anymore, but we have an enormous crowd coming tonight.
Why don't you use the word huge?
We don't want to go there.
Yeah,
Well, because it's like I trip up on you, like Hoosier.
Oh, it's a Hoosier.
It's a Hoosier crowd out there.
It's a huge Hoosier crowd.
All
right.
Well, we were going to give a shout out to our old friend Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis, that's what it was. He's on the mend. Huey, we love you. We miss you.
Come on out.
We were just saying how much we miss Huey on the show.
Huey was like, okay,
if you were on the old Johnny Carson show, who came all the time though? Huey's like our Jonathan Winters or something.
Yeah, exactly. He was a regular.
Yeah.
He was a regular on the Bing and Bong.
Steve Allen or somebody.
Yeah, he was there.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Right. No respect.
Well, where are you heading from here, guys, after Indianapolis? What's on your schedule?
I'm going home for Memorial Day.
I got two days off,
and then I'll see you fellas at Blossom.
See you at Blossom on Sunday night.
Great run through the Midwest, the fabulous Midwest. We love everybody out here.
And the weather is spectacular here.
We've been in some nasty weather, and everybody else has, so this is nice, and it's pretty weather where I'm going, too. I'm going surfing. Surf's up. I got to get a new wetsuit because it's a little chilly.
You think you might sit in out there in Montana?
No. No, not this weekend. Yeah. No.
Stephen's Talk House?
No, Stephen's Talk House, maybe?
No.
No. No.
No.
No. No. Oh.
He uses the word no, but just not huge.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking you might have a libation or two, and you might end up somewhere at one of those places you sometimes sit in.
The Talk House is a stellar musical performing pavilion.
I've been there. I know. It's
I've
stellar.
Played there. Yeah.
I know you have no, many I'm, times.
Well,
you did a great.
I can't say it because then people will think I'm coming.
No, I know.
Okay, no.
You did a great show with Jerry Jeff Walker there one night. That was one of the first live broadcasts on Radio Margaritaville.
Oh,
and I remember sitting there.
Our dear friend,
and
Jerry
it was Jeff. Great. He had his parents in the
Were
audience.
You in there?
And, no, I listened on a Radio Margaritaville. I was sucking down a land shark at my desk in Basalt, Colorado. Listening to the Stephen.
That was before we had Margaritaville TV.
Listening on the radio.
Yeah. I could see Mooney with his ear next to that radio with a land shark in the side of his mouth.
Fireside chat.
Right.
The fireside.
Gather around, children.
So JJ, that's exactly right. He's from upstate New York. So
who?
JJ.
Oh,
JJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aniana.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Ron Crosley.
What's his name?
No, I didn't know that.
You did not know that?
I didn't know that.
Wow. There you go,
that's
folks.
Something.
Another Bing and Bong.
First. Yeah. No. That's unbelievable. I'm gonna
What's your real name?
Mac.
No, that's his name.
What's your middle name?
Edward. What's yours?
Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
I know
Jimmy
it
Bill here. Jimmy Bill.
Jimmy Bill.
No, I never got Jimmy Bill. When my old man was mad at me, he'd go, James William. I'd go, oh, I'm in trouble.
I bet that happened a couple times.
More than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than once.
That's when he.
Maybe every other
kids
day.
Don't know about that. That's when you get switched. That's when they beat you in school. You know?
Did you ever have to go pick your
I'd
switch?
I'd go pick my switch, and I picked the thinnest, skinniest one.
Yeah, I know, but
and
no,
he
no,
did
no,
this.
Yeah. Go out back out and get a bigger one.
Jimmy B.
Yeah.
Follow me.
That was in the day of corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment.
To
we
children.
We survived that one.
Yeah.
We survived that. We survived the 60s.
Oh.
You got hell. And in the round venues, you survived it all.
We survived round venues. We survived.
Survived it all.
You know, we survived the Green Weenie Tour.
Oh, the Green Weenie Tour. That's something to be talked about.
Wow.
To be continued.
Yeah.
You got 2 minutes, so get that green weenie going.
I can tell the green weenie story. Green weenie was the name we gave because that time we didn't have a lot of, let's say, financial support. So in order to go touring, we had a beat-up old bus, and then we had Tom Corcoran who drove the crew bus, which was two people.
So we
went and rented a vacation home in Tampa, Florida. And they said, well, how long would you like it for? And they said, oh, the weekend?
Three days later.
3 months later.
Pretty much, yeah.
and the green weenie went across the country. And when we brought it back, I think we snuck it in at night, or when they got in, they went, oh my God, it looks a little, what happened? I said, I feel as bad about this as you do.
Oh. Now, who was on?
A couple hundred dollars, and we split. And that was, and but the green weenie, and Tom Corcoran drove the green weenie.
If they knew what it was, my God.
Green
Oh, Mike Mooney. Look.
That's Roger Goode.
Roger Goode. Hey, Roger. Where's your broom?
The envelope, please.
Yeah, look. It's for you.
Wait, I got my glasses. Do you have your glasses? Yeah, oh, you don't need them.
No, I don't need them.
Put it in front of that so that people out here can hear.
Yeah,
they need to hear the envelope tear, you know. This is radio, man. There, that's better.
Like press release,
too. Jesus Christ.
What is
Oh, my God, this is a $50 gift card.
From? Hey, I hope it's a bet on the Las Vegas Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup.
It's from a couple friends of mine in the audience, and a late Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday.
A gift card.
Fins up, rock on.
A MasterCard gift card for $50.
Nice.
This is my lucky bait and ball.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, are we splitting?
Yeah. Let's go party.
Let's flip a coin over it.
Yeah.
Let's gamble. Okay.
Man,
anybody got a quarter?
I'm taking that to Cheesesteak Factory with Charlie Hood tomorrow night.
You a treat?
All right, there you go. Okay.
All right, a gift.
They're ready for you.
See you in the car.
We gotta go out here. We're gonna put some jelly on this toast out there.
Butter on this bread.
Hot sauce on this hot sauce.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
I'm exhausted from the being a boxer. I need a nap.